This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president Wednesday, winning the backing of Washington and many Latin American nations and prompting socialist president Nicolas Maduro to break relations with the United States. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
As hundreds of thousands of protesters, fed up with the government of Nicolas Maduro, flooded the streets of Caracas Wednesday, Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself the country's interim president. The move immediately won the backing of U.S. President Donald Trump, who released a statement recognizing him as the country's interim leader, prompting a swift reaction from Maduro. In a televised broadcast from the presidential palace, Maduro cut ties with the United States, accusing the opposition of seeking to stage a coup with the support of the U.S.
I have decided to break diplomatic and political relations with the imperialist government of the United States.
Maduro told U.S. diplomatic personnel they had 72 hours to leave the country.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. North Korea's official news agency reports that leader Kim Jong-un is preparing for a second summit with U.S. President Trump. The report did not specify what goals there are, but Mr. Trump would like to see North Korea rid itself of nuclear weapons, while Kim wants international sanctions lifted so he can work on improving the North's economy. Kim and Mr. Trump promised to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula at their first summit in Singapore in June. Neither side specified how that goal will be met, and little progress toward achieving that has been made so far. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has derailed next week's State of the Union address, at least in its original form. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Trump was to address a joint session of Congress Tuesday, but Pelosi is denying him access to the House chamber until the government reopens.
That's a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love.
And it's forcing the president to find a backup plan.
We'll do something in the alternative.
Though he didn't say what that was. Pelosi had asked him last week to postpone the address, and the president in essence called her bluff by saying he'd go ahead with it. She then denied him access, which he calls a disgrace. The latest moves in their increasingly personal standoff over the shutdown. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is preparing to vote on competing partisan efforts to end the partial government shutdown, now in its second month. Neither proposal has an easy pass through Congress to reach President Trump's desk. On Thursday, the Senate is expected to vote on a Republican measure incorporating Trump's $5.7 billion demand for wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border, plus limited immigration reforms in a package to fund the government for the rest of the current fiscal year. The Senate also will vote on a Democratic proposal to fund the government through February 8th. The measure contains no border security or immigration provisions, and it's designed merely to reopen shuttered federal agencies. Russia showed a cruise missile system to foreign military attachés and journalists Wednesday in an attempt to disprove Washington's allegation that it violates a Cold War-era arms treaty. Reuters' Francesca Lene reports.
Russia has accused Washington of inventing the violation in order to exit the agreement, something that would allow the U.S. to develop its own new missiles.
We hope that the objective and technical details presented by us today, as well as our position, would step up the thinking process in the United States in order to provide another chance at dialogue to save the INF treaty. For our part, we stand ready for such efforts. However, it should be carried out with the necessary consideration of mutual interests and concerns of both sides, and without counterproductive ultimatums. The treaty must be saved, and it is for the American side to choose.
Russia says Washington has made clear that its decision to leave the pact is final.
That's Reuters' Rebecca Lene reporting. A new study by a defense analysis company indicates there was a 33% drop in global terror attacks in 2018, and terrorism fatalities fell to a 10-year low. It is credited as for a decrease in incidents and fatalities and violence in Syria. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.